Very thoughtful of the Bunny Bun folks.
I think so.
And your duties as slicing superintendent.
When you slice too far into a bun, you find yourself slicing out. Complete separation occurs, and it's possible for the top of one bun to find itself on the bottom of another, resulting in a mismatch. I guard against this for the Bunny Bun folk.
That's what I said. Bunny bread.
The Last Tango in Paris by Doc Severinsen. That's Doc Severinsen with the theme from The Last Tango in Paris. You're listening to The Sound of the Good Life, now in its seventh big year in Louisville.
The Wave Radar Weather.
From the Wave Weather Center, partly cloudy today, a high near 43, fair and cold tonight, low 26. Partly cloudy, a little cooler tomorrow with a high near 40. The outlook for Friday, partly cloudy and cold. In Louisville, it's partly cloudy, 38 degrees, relative humidity 67%.
Waves, bulletin board.
Item number one, the Louisville Jewish Day School will have an open meeting on February 22nd, Thursday night at 8 p.m. at the Jewish Community Center. The Office of the Louisville and Jefferson County Crime Commission will present the program on vandalism and delinquency. Seneca High School Parent-Teacher-Student Association will have its third meeting on February 22nd at 7:30 p.m. in the school cafeteria. The Human Relations Committee will have charge of the program. The Budmobile schedule for Thursday, February 22nd in Louisville, the South Central Bell Armory Place, room B9, from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. These announcements are broadcast free of charge by WAVE. If your group's a nonprofit one and you're trying to gather a crowd for your next event, simply write the details to Bulletin Board, WAVE Radio, Louisville 40201. Federal regulations will not let us promote games of chance.
Price isn't everything when you buy a new car, but it's not a bad place to start. And Sam Swope Pontiac, the Better Deal Dealer, is the place to start when you want a better deal. Sam Swope Pontiac, the Better Deal Dealer, wants to give you a better deal because he wants you to come to him instead of the guy up the street. And Sam Swope Pontiac doesn't want to just sell you and then forget about you. He wants to give you a better deal on service by professional factory-trained mechanics so that your new car will stay new when you come back to us for a good trade-in for your next new car. You see, being a Better Deal Dealer isn't a gimmick. It's a way to win customers and keep winning them. After all, the Better Deal Dealer needs you. You don't need the Better Deal Dealer. And the Better Deal Dealer never forgets this. Sam Swope Pontiac, 4311 Shelbyville Road. Nobody walks away.
Sam Swope Pontiac, the Better Deal Dealer, gives you more than just a goodbye.
New. It happens all day, every day, and can affect every one of our lives. That's why Wave Radio 970 keeps you informed with news on the hour and half hour, 24 hours a day, local and national news, traffic copter reports, latest and most up-to-date weather information, relevant station editorials. Getting the news on the air when it happens. Wave Radio 970.
In the Wave 970 jackpot, $242.50. $242.50. Write that figure down. We could be calling you. From that wonderful year 1952, Mr. Perry Como sings, "Don't Let the Stars Get in Your Eyes."
Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night, in daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Oh, keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return. And you know you're the only one I'll ever love.
I'll ever love.
I'll ever love. You're the only one.
From 1952, Perry Como, and Don't Let the Stars Get in Your Eyes. 8 minutes before 11, at 11, it's NBC News on the Hour.
Welcome back to the memories of the days that used to be. Sunday breakfast life the family used to savor. Friendly faces round the table, Southern hospitality. Southern Star welcomes you home to flavor.
Down at Southern Star, when we make our bacon, we start with the peak of the pork. That's why each slice separates easily and behaves itself in the pan. Waking up to the aroma of Southern Star bacon frying just makes you hanker for a whole platter of golden crisp smoky slices. When you welcome your family with Southern Star bacon, you welcome them home to flavor.
Southern Star on the table and your family by your side. Happy voices, smiling faces, beaming love you just can't hide. Welcome back to the good old days that never should have flown. Southern Star, welcome to home to flavor.
Welcome back. Good to have you along.
For the best in family entertainment, this is the greatest. Now through Sunday, February 25th at Convention Center. Get your tickets now.
Miss Barbara Streisand has a beautiful tune for you. If I Close My Eyes.
If I close my eyes, I can fly.
The first time ever I saw your face takes us to news time with the Jimmy Castor Bunch. Hope you enjoy it. We're pausing for the latest in news from NBC on the hour, followed by Kentucky, Indiana news, then more music on the Jim Lucas Show. Want to feature that Moog outfit with Rhapsody in Blue. I hope you'll enjoy it. Right here on your police traffic copter station, WAVE, Radio 970 in Louisville.
Busy day, checking only yards away. Live a little at the Executive Inn.
Wait to stop and play a while. Relax and stay a while. Check executive living.
Check into the Executive Inn.
The Executive Inn offers 11 completely redecorated banquet and private meeting rooms, 3 dining rooms, 2 lounges, and ample free parking. For your upcoming spring sales meeting, call the sales office of the Executive Inn. Their skilled meeting advisors will be happy to assist you with the planning of your meeting or party.
Check into Executive Inn.
Executive Inn, minutes from downtown, yards from the airport. Be sure to check into it.
Next in sound, live from New York, it's NBC News on the Hour. Wave time, 11 a.m.
NBC News on the Hour. 3 major stories are breaking at this very moment. An earthquake in Los Angeles, a plane crash in the occupied Sinai Peninsula, and a landmark Supreme Court ruling. I'm Mike Moss. First, the Los Angeles earthquake story from Paul Gardner, NBC News in Los Angeles.
The earthquake struck at exactly 6:46 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, swaying downtown Los Angeles skyscrapers and rattling windows. First reports of damage came from the Oxnard-Ventura area, where officials reported several fires and some property damage. No injuries or deaths have yet been reported. Police in Oxnard reported walls crumbling and shattered windows, but there is no way to assess damage at this moment. The quake registered 5.4 on the Richter scale, the devastating Sylmar quake of February 1971, which killed 65 persons, registered 6.4 on the same scale. The quake was felt as far away as 120 miles. Again repeating, while there has been some quake damage, there have been no reports of injuries or deaths. Paul Gardner, NBC News, Los Angeles.
A Libyan airliner crashes in the Middle East. That report from Ken Lukoff in Jerusalem.
Israel has shot down a Libyan passenger airliner that it says penetrated airspace over the occupied Sinai Desert. The Army Command says 13 survivors have been picked up so far, and that at least 70 other persons died when the plane, shot down by Israeli jets, crashed near the Suez Canal. This is the first time that a civilian airliner has been shot down during the Arab-Israeli conflict. The Army spokesman says the plane, a Boeing 727, entered Israeli-controlled airspace over the Sinai and was warned, both by ground control and by signaling interceptor jets, that it must land. After warning shots were fired and the plane continued over Sinai, the Israeli jets opened cannon fire on the plane itself. The Army says medical and rescue teams are now on the scene. Ken Lukoff for NBC News, Jerusalem.
More news in a moment.
Compare and save with Rexall products, quality for you. Compare the price, save with Rexall family products, cost you less at your Rexall store.
Right now, your family dollar will buy 50% more Rexall Super Plenamins, America's largest selling multivitamin, multimineral product. For instance, buy the 144-count bottle, and your participating Rexall store will give you 72 additional Super Plenamins absolutely free. 50% more for your money on Super Plenamins right now at Rexall.
Compare the price, save with Rexall quality for you.
Join Rexall in celebrating their 70th anniversary. Save on a special anniversary large-size 32-ounce Rexall Balsam Hair Conditioner with protein. Now, for a limited time only, just $1.39. Just one example of Rexall's 70th anniversary savings.
Compare the price, save with Rexall quality for you at your Rexall store.
The Supreme Court has made a sharp turn from its recent one-man, one-vote decisions. A report from Carl Stern.
Former Chief Justice Warren had described the one-man, one-vote rule as the court's most important decision, surpassing even school desegregation. In a series of rulings in the 1960s, the High Court had indicated the maximum deviation that would be permitted in the number of voters from one district to another would be about 5%. But this morning, in a case involving Virginia's House of Delegates, the Supreme Court, led by the four Nixon appointees, approved differences of 16% and perhaps even 24%. The court's conservative majority did not dispute the principle of one man, one vote, but greatly weakened it. Carl Stern, NBC News at the Supreme Court.
More news after this.
Hey, what you got there? Tomato juice?
No. V8.
It looks good, like tomato juice.
It's my V8 cocktail vegetable juice.
But I
it's a great tasting blend of 8 garden vegetables.
I still say.
Well, here, try some and see.
Wow! That sure doesn't taste like tomato juice!
Of course not. It tastes like V8.
Great!
V8 cocktail vegetable juice.
Stock prices are lower in moderate trading. Lebanon plans a complaint to the United Nations Security Council about this morning's Israeli raid on Arab guerrilla camps deep in Lebanese territory. Israel said bases used for training Arab guerrillas for foreign assignments, such as the Munich Olympics massacre, were destroyed. Many guerrillas were killed or wounded. 13 hours from now, a ceasefire goes into effect in Laos. Secretary of State Rogers told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee the Laotian ceasefire was an important move toward overall peace in Indochina. President Nixon delivers another of his supplementary State of the Union addresses this afternoon. This one's on the economy. NBC Radio will carry the speech live at 12.06 p.m. Eastern Time, about an hour from now. Henry Kissinger and the President met this morning, the President hearing more details of Kissinger's talks in Far East. The hour's lead stories, no one reported hurt in an earthquake that hit Los Angeles. Israel shoots down a Libyan airliner in the occupied Sinai Peninsula. 70 are reported killed. Mike Moss, NBC News.
WAVE News.
At Indianapolis, a joint resolution has been introduced in the Senate asking Congress to call a constitutional convention to propose an abortion amendment. The amendment would overrule last month's Supreme Court decision on abortion, which in effect rules abortions are legal in the first 6 months of pregnancy and, if necessary, to save the mother's life up to the moment of birth. Police and sheriff's departments in Kentucky will soon be using narcotics identification kits for on-the-spot tests of suspected drugs. The kits are becoming available through a crime commission grant. State police district offices and local law enforcement offices will be getting the equipment. Federal court at London, Kentucky, has given a former postmistress, the community of Goody in Pike County, a suspended sentence of 5 years in prison. May Blackburn was earlier convicted on a charge of embezzling money from the mail. Judge David Hermansdorfer placed Mrs. Blackburn on probation for 2 years. She is 61 years old. Partly cloudy today, high near 43, fair and cold tonight with a low of 26, partly cloudy and a little cooler tomorrow with a high near 40. It's partly cloudy right now with 38 degrees, 70% humidity. Quite windy. Out of the west at 15 miles per hour. Barometer steady at 30.18. Again, the temperature 38. Bob K., Wave News.
Hear Wave News on the hour and half hour, and whenever important news happens.
A part of it all in Louisville. Wave Music is...
Jim Lucas.
Hello there. Welcome back into Music on the JL Show. 7 past 11, 38 degrees, partly cloudy out there. You're looking great today as we all listen to Rhapsody in Blue. About that, huh? Rhapsody in Blue here on the JL Show at 11 minutes past 11 o'clock, 38 degrees outside this 21st day of February 1973.
Die if you want to, you innocent puppet!
Live on stage, Jesus Christ Superstar returns to Louisville. Friday and Saturday, February 23rd and 24th at Macaulay Theater. Performances at 7 p.m. and 9:30 p.m.
Alright, yes, everything's fine. I don't know how to love him.
Join the thousands who have thrilled to Jesus Christ Superstar one or more times. And when you are part of that standing ovation at the end of the performance, you'll climax a musical and spiritual experience you'll never forget. Jesus Christ Superstar, Friday and Saturday, February 23rd and 24th at Macaulay Theater in Louisville. Tickets now on sale at the Macaulay Theater box office.
Ooh, he gets excited, doesn't he? $242.50 in the Wave 970 jackpot, $242.50.
Hey! Here's an offer you can't refuse. Come in for lunch at a Guy's Pizza House on Poplar Level Road any day from 11 till 2. Guy serves up a buffet with all the pizza and salad you can eat for $1.39. That's a big deal. Guy's Pizza House serves only fresh baked pizza. Guy uses his own recipe to make his sauces, dressings, and dough each day. Beer is served in frosted mugs. So have a lunch or a dinner at Guy's Pizza House, 5057 Poplar Level Road. All the pizza and salad you can eat between 11 and 2, only $1.39. An offer you can't refuse from a nice guy.
I don't think you're Italian at all. I think you're really Dick Marin. It's Lou Rawls.
Where the wind blows free, change will come so peacefully. Where the wind blows free, that's where I want to be.
They couldn't be nicer if the cars were free at Perkins, you're like family. They've got Plymouths and Chryslers too. They've got used and they've got new. You know at Perkins, Chrysler, Plymouth, you're like family. Oh, at Perkins, Chrysler, Plymouth, we'll take less, you'll see.
It's true. The salesmen at Perkins, Chrysler, Plymouth couldn't be nicer if the cars were free. The cars aren't free, of course. But that's all the more reason you should buy your next new or used automobile from Perkins Chrysler Plymouth at 2105 Dixie Highway. That's because when it's important to save money, it's important to deal with someone who will really take less. Perkins Chrysler Plymouth, 2105 Dixie Highway, where you're treated like family.
You know at Perkins Chrysler Plymouth, you're like family. Oh, at Perkins Chrysler Plymouth, you're like family.
Wave time, 16 past 11.
One night out at Stouffer's Cup and Stirrup, and you'll make it a habit. Every Friday and Saturday, we have a marvelous dinner for two. First, a little dancing, then champagne, appetizer, ribs of beef, vegetable or potato, our special salad, hot loaves of crusty bread, and liqueur parfait for dessert. Dinner for two at a perfect price, $15. And we'll throw in a fantastic view of Louisville to gaze on. Stouffer's Cup and Stirrup is the place for the two of you. Call 582-2241.
When you need to borrow money for any purpose, think first of Bank of Louisville. Quick, confidential, low-cost bank loans for a new car, home improvements, or consolidating your bills. Bank of Louisville. The Bank of Louisville.
The Wave Radar Weather.
From the Wave Weather Center, partly cloudy today, a high near 43. Fair and cold tonight, low 26. Partly cloudy, a little warmer and cooler tomorrow, rather, high near 40. The outlook for Friday, partly cloudy and cold. It's partly cloudy in Louisville, 38 degrees. Relative humidity is 70%.
Superman!
Here's Donna Fargo. I knew I'd have her on the show today.
Superman. Now there you go, picking on me again. Pushing me to the very end. Telling me to move to another mountain. Well, just cause you can walk on water, that ain't no sign I can. You know your mama.
Now, a WAVE hotline report.
A resignation by a top official in the Jefferson County Police Department. Dave NacDemon reports.
James O'Keefe has quit his $16,000 a year job as administrator of the county's special police licensing program. O'Keefe, whose resignation was accepted this morning by fiscal court, came under some fire recently when it was revealed he was operating a private detective agency on the side. County Judge Todd Hollenbach, who reportedly had asked for O'Keefe's resignation, says he thinks the decision was a proper one. There was a question of conflict of interest involved. Hollenbach said the position will be filled, but that he hasn't decided on a successor. He said the job may be consolidated with another position already filled. O'Keefe originally was brought into county government by Hollenbach as his liaison with the county police department before Hollenbach was able to name his own chief. Dave NacDemon, Wave News.
For further details, stay tuned to Wave and listen to the 1205 News.
Superman. Yeah, let's go through this one more time. You do your thing and I do mine. But honey, baby, we gotta draw the line. If you hang up, you're the mess up with mine. All I can do is the best I can to change the way that you can't stand it. If it ain't
Wave Radio time, 20 past 11, 38 degrees in Louisville. The Jim Lucas Show in progress.
Green, green, the roof is green. Your auto tire service store. Green, green, Cali Springfield Green has the quality you're looking for.
Kelly Springfield has brought a brand new green roof to town. It's their new auto tire service store with the latest auto and tire service facilities, staffed with specialists in starting, stopping, steering, and suspension. All this plus famous Kelly Springfield tires. So the next time your car has the blues, think green at the new green roof in town. In Louisville at 6108 Preston Highway and 434 East Market Street and 1025 Eastern Boulevard in Clarksville.
Green, green, the roof is green. At your auto tire service store. Green, green, Kelly Springfield Green has the quality you're looking for. The roof is green, oh yeah.
Hey, if you're driving out there, drive carefully. We'd rather talk to you than about you, you know.
The Galt House, featuring the Fountain Room. Not just another restaurant, but a unique dining room. Atmosphere, elegante. American and European menu. And yours for the asking. For a special evening of dining and entertainment, one that will long be remembered, visit the Fountain Room at the new Galt House, 4th and River.
Take a look at yourself, River Lady. Oh, you're really looking good, reflecting a brand new Louisville. Wave knew you could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And from that wonderful year, 1952, it's the Hilltoppers with Trying.
I'm trying to forget.
It's quite an event. Your chance to see and test drive Motor Trend Magazine's choice as Import Car of the Year, the Opel Manta. And Dan Silling's Buick and Opel has it. Through special arrangement with the Buick Motor Division, several Mantas are on display this week at Dan Silling's in New Albany and ready for you to come test drive them. There's no obligation, but if you like looks, comfort, ease of handling, and economy in a car, you owe it to yourself to meet the Opel Manta. Drive one today at Dan Silling's Buick and Opel, 2556 Charlestown Road in New Albany.
Hugo and Luigi with theme from The Ruling Class. 26 past 11 wave time, the Jim Lucas Show coming your way for a Wednesday.
Now appearing nightly, the Bottled and Bond in the distillery at the all-new, completely redecorated Admiral Benbow Inn on Bardstown Road at the Watterson Expressway. Dining in the Kingston Room, dancing in the distillery at the all-new Admiral Benbow Inn on Bardstown Road at Watterson Expressway.
For a little help with your food budget, shop Kroger this week. They've got thousands of extra low discount prices, and they give valuable top value stamps, too. This week, you can get in on values like these. Whole smoked semi-boneless ham for only 73 cents a pound. Jumbo rolls of Kleenex, thick and thirsty paper towels, three rolls for a dollar. And delicious Kroger sandwich bread, four 20-ounce loaves for only a dollar. So come on down to your local Kroger store. Whatever you want, Kroger's got it.
Your police traffic copter station, WAVE, Radio 970, Louisville.
WAVE News.
Lou Harper now reporting. A military spokesman in Tel Aviv says about 70 persons were killed today when Israeli Air Force jets forced a Libyan passenger airliner to crash land in the occupied Sinai Desert. He says 13 survivors were taken to a hospital. Los Angeles was rocked by a moderately strong earthquake today, but authorities say they have no reports of injuries or any serious damage. The Supreme Court says states need not be as strictly bound by the one-man, one-vote principle in reapportioning legislative districts as they are in remapping congressional ones. And U.S. officials in Saigon say the communists are considering a request for the release of another 140 American prisoners of war by Tuesday. From the Wave Weather Center, partly cloudy today with a high near 43. Fair and cold tonight, low 26. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a bit cooler, a high near 40. Friday, partly cloudy and cold. Presently, skies are partly cloudy, the temperature reading 38 degrees with wind from the west 15. Lou Harper now, Wave News.
Once the B.F. Goodrich people introduced the American radial tire, there was no stopping them from other exciting developments. Now there's the Lifesaver RS, the first and only radial steel-belted tire to add an extra dimension of comfort to your ride.
Then place immediately that very hot water, but not still boiling, over the top of the chocolate. And then stand there and look at it pensively for about 10 seconds, and then pour the water off. You'll find that every single particle of that chocolate has dissolved, has softened, and then into that chocolate you can add such things as a little knob of butter, as an egg yolk, and that beaten together, those two egg yolks and butter, into plain dark chocolate. Ah, oh, the sauce you get out of that. Little smash of Tia Maria or Kahlua or something like that. And you've got a beautiful sauce over ice cream. Graham Kerr for NBC Emphasis.
Doctors see a lot more pain than we do, and they know what will help. For headache pain, there is one pain reliever doctors prefer over all others. And Anacin contains more of this one pain-relieving ingredient than any other leading tablet. In fact, in a recent survey, twice as many doctors responding who made a choice preferred the Anacin formula over the other leading extra-strength tablets. Next time you have a headache, take Anacin for fast pain relief. Anacin.
Hear Wave News on the hour and half hour, and whenever important news happens.
A part of it all in Louisville.
Lucas.
Hello there, and welcome back to Music on the JL Show, headed toward noon and sandwich time. Steely Dan sings Do It Again. Dan and Do It Again, 22 before high noon wave time. In the Wave 970 jackpot, $242.50. $242.50. Write that figure down. We could be calling you.
Swoop Chrysler Plymouth's exclusive Try Before You Buy plan lets you try your favorite new car for 6 months before you buy. A simple no-red tape plan with no down payment or capital investment. One low monthly rental payment covers all. You simply pick the new Toyota, Chrysler, or Plymouth of your choice and establish the price you're willing to pay. But don't pay one red cent. Swope will pay cash for your old car, and you can bank the money or use it to pay the low six-month rental fee. Then test drive your new car for 6 months, during which time all service is free. All you buy is the gasoline. After 6 months, you can buy at the agreed price, and if you do decide to buy, all the rent you have paid applies to the purchase price. Or you may return the car to Swope after 6 months with no further obligation to you. A simple, no-nonsense plan that lets you try your new car before you buy it. Try Before You Buy at Swope Chrysler Plymouth, 6724 Dixie Highway, across from Dixie Manor.
Thank you, sir. If you're driving out there, folks, do drive carefully, please.
Youth offers new perspectives at Oxmoor Center. Now through March 3rd, the 1973 Scholastic Art Awards Regional Exhibition is on view at Oxmoor. Highly competitive gold, key, and blue ribbon winners from high school student artists all over Kentucky show distinction in painting, drawing, textile, sculpture, graphic arts, three dimensionals, and in fashion design. See them all in a beautiful place for things of beauty now through March 3rd at Oxmoor Center.
The Jerry Bigler Hour at 105 today on the Big Wave.
Start with the finest extras offered by today's nicest apartment communities. Add a spectacular bird's eye view of Louisville, plus a castle-like setting carved in the Indiana Knobs just 15 minutes from downtown Louisville. That's Treetops. Treetops provides more extras like room service, yet it can be your castle in the sky for as low as $165 per month. Open 7 days a week. Another distinctive new apartment community professionally managed by the Kessler Company.
It's Brenda Lee time on the JL Show. This is a Kris Kristofferson tune, Nobody Wins.
When it's over and nobody wins, nobody wins.
Jetting from a busy day, checking only yards away. Live a little at the Executive Inn.
When to stop and play a while, relax and stay a while. Check executive living,
check into the Executive Inn.
You're invited to dine in the newly redecorated Empire Room at the Executive Inn. Now this area's most elegant dining room. The Empire Room features food of unequaled excellence and a romantic atmosphere that's greatly enhanced by the strolling strains and stereo of Kurt Siegert.
Check into
Executive Inn.
Executive Inn, minutes from downtown, yards from the airport. Be sure to check into it.
By golly, it's good to have you with us today. You never look better, I don't think. Really? You feel as good as you look? Fine.
If you want to earn big interest, there's nothing better than a Portland Federal Savings Certificate of Deposit. Choose from three different certificate plans. You can earn from 5.25% to 6% per annum, compounded daily from the day you invest, and paid quarterly for effective rates up to 6.18%. As always, at PFS, your savings are insured up to $20,000. Put your idle money to work for you now in certificates of deposit at Portland Federal Savings and Loan Association, Broadway at 2nd and Market at 6th.
Metropolitan Louisville, you're more than just a town. You're Jefferson County, Clark, Floyd, Harrison.
Fourteen and a half before noon wave time. From the Wave Weather Center, windy, mostly cloudy and cold this afternoon and tonight with a chance of a few snowflakes. The highs this afternoon in the upper 30s, low tonight near 23. Partly cloudy and cold tomorrow with a high in the mid-30s. The outlook for Friday, partly cloudy and continued cold. It is partly cloudy in Louisville, 38 degrees, relative humidity 70%, the wind out of the west at 15 miles per hour. The barometric pressure reads 30.18 inches and is steady.
One night out at Stouffer's Cup and Stirrup and you'll make it a habit. Every Friday and Saturday, we have a marvelous dinner for two. First a little dancing, then champagne, appetizer, ribs of beef, vegetable or potato, our special salad, hot loaves of crusty bread, and liqueur parfait for dessert. Dinner for two at a perfect price, $15. And we'll throw in a fantastic view of Louisville to gaze on. Stouffer's Cup and Stirrup is the place for the two of you. Call 582-2241.
Nightbeat brings back musical memories, the music of the swing era, the hits of the 50s.
Honeycomb, honeycomb.
Well, it's a darn good life, and it's
the music of the 60s.
Forget all your cares, go downtown. Things will be great when you're.
And some of the music of today. This is Dick Morin inviting you to join me for Musical Nostalgia on Nightbeat, 6 to 11 tonight on WAVE Radio 970.
Taking you back to 1952 now, musically on Radio Wave, Frank Sinatra with the orchestra of Frank Jaxfield. And Don't Try to Change Me Now.
I'm sentimental, so I walk in the rain. Try to change me now.
Frank Sinatra from 1952, and Why Try to Change Me Now. 10 before noon wave time. Jim Lucas along with you. Nice to have you.
And a sandwich research director for Bunny Bread, Her Hair. What is your current project?
Sandwiches made with delicious tender-crusted bunny rye bread.
Any new discoveries?
Yeah. Only yesterday I discovered the ham on rye.
But the ham on rye isn't new.
It is the way I make it. I use sausage instead of ham. First comes wurst. And then two slices delicious bunny rye bread. And then, as you say, I put it all together.
To date, Her Hair, what has been your greatest bunny rye sandwich?
The bunny white on rye, made from two slices of bunny rye and one slice enriched bunny white.
And this bunny white on rye is popular?
Popular? Even more so than the bunny rye on white. Of course, Schultz the butcher isn't too crazy about
it. Time's about up, Her Hair.
Wait a minute. I just got a wonderful idea. I wonder if anybody ever tried a bunny bun on rye. Then a bunny meets a bunny coming through the rye.
That's what I said. Bunny bread.
Hi, Jill. How was your trip to Chicago?
It was lovely. My aunt has the most delightful new dog, and I'm going to get one.
What kind of dog?
A Shih Tzu.
I've never seen a Shih Tzu.
Well, you can, and 118 other breeds, too.
Really? Where?
At the Louisville Kennel Club's all-breed dog show on February 25th at the Kentucky Fair and Exposition Center. It starts at 9 a.m. and lasts all day.
Hot dog!
No, silly, that's a dachshund.
970 WABD. A part of the heart of a new downtown Louisville. With its skyscrapers, riverfront, and the 4th Street Mall. Ways proud to be part of it all.
When you need to borrow money for any purpose, think first of Bank of Louisville. Quick, confidential, low-cost bank loans for a new car, home improvements, or consolidating your bills. Bank of Louisville. The Bank of Louisville.
Here's Miss Carly Simon. And you're so vain. We're pausing for the latest in news from NBC on the Hour, followed by Kentucky, Indiana News, a report on the livestock markets, and then back with the dawn and tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. I think you'll like it, so do stay tuned. We'll carry President Nixon at 12:34, so you join us for that, won't you? All on your police traffic copter station, WAVE Radio 970 in Louisville.
When you have a pest problem, get expert help from Sturgeon Pest Control. For 35 years, Sturgeon has been a leader in providing pest protection for Kentuckiana homes, schools, restaurants, motels, food processors, and industrial plants. Sturgeon Pest Control, protector of health and property through scientific pest control methods and materials. Call for an inspection without obligation.
Sturgeon Pest Control.
The professional pest control people.
On Sundays, you'll find a table set for you at Chaparral Beef and Bourbon. You'll always find the food you're liking at Chaparral Beef and Bourbon, and Sunday is no exception. There's a buffet brunch from 12 till 2:30. Sunday evenings from 5 till 10, there's the Beef and Bourbon regular menu, plus a family fried chicken special. A schooner of premium beer is included with every dinner. Make your Sunday a real day of rest. Forget about cooking and washing dishes. Bring the family to Chaparral Beef and Bourbon, Brownsboro Road at Holiday Manor, where a table is set and waiting for you.
Next in sound, NBC News on the Hour. Wave time is high noon.
NBC News on the Hour. The earthquake that rolled through an area of Southern California, north of Los Angeles this morning, apparently was stronger than first reported. This is Bill Lindsay. There now are at least a few injuries and considerable damage reported as the result of the early morning tremor in California. Details in this report from Paul Gardner in Los Angeles.
The quake registered 5.5 on the Richter scale and seemed to be centered in the Point Mugu area, 70 miles north of Los Angeles. Major damage to some structures in the downtown districts of Oxnard and Ventura was reported by police. Two men were injured in Oxnard. One broke his leg while running from a church. Another was hit by falling glass. Oxnard Police Sergeant Bill Lewis told newsmen on the scene this morning's quake was worse in his area than the devastating February 1971 Sylmar quake, which killed 65 persons. In the Los Angeles area, it seemed more a case of swaying buildings and rattling windows. No significant damage has been reported. Paul Gardner, NBC News, Los Angeles.
More news after this.
Wow, what a great day for a picnic. Not a cloud in the sky.
Let's spread the cloth out here. Oh, hand me the basket, dear.
I forgot the wine.
Don't worry, I brought the wine.
You brought the wine? That's my job.
Why? I have a mind of my own, you know. I can bring the wine, too.
Okay, but can you choose the wine?
Taste this. And you tell me.
It's very nice. What is it?
It's Manischewitz Cream Pink Concord.
Manischewitz, huh? It's good. Light, smooth.
Man in the store told me Manischewitz Cream Pink Concord is double blended, so it's doubly smooth.
Yeah, what else did he tell you?
Just that Manischewitz Cream Pink Concord makes a great day even better.
Well, let's drink to a great day.
And to a good choice of wine?
Next time, I suppose you'll expect me to make the sandwiches. Manischewitz Wine Company, New York.
A Libyan Airlines jetliner has gone down in the Sinai Desert with considerable loss of life. The details of the tragedy are not yet clear, but the plane apparently was downed by Israeli Air Force jets. More on the story from NBC News correspondent David Burrington in Tel Aviv.
The Israelis say that they shot down the Libyan 727 jet after first trying to contact it by radio and then firing warning shots at it. They say the civilian aircraft, which was apparently lost, overflew about 50 miles of Israeli airspace, including military installations, before jet interceptors were set up and eventually shot the plane down. Apparently, the pilot tried to land the airliner, but he was unsuccessful. The plane crashed in the Sinai Desert about 13 miles from the Suez Canal. Israel says there are at least 70 dead, 13 known survivors, one report says 15, and the search for survivors continues. David Burrington, NBC News, Tel Aviv.
Earlier, Arab guerrilla spokesman said dozens of people were killed in Israeli commando raids on two Palestinian camps more than 100 miles inside Lebanon. Israel said the bases were training camps for terrorists. United Press International reports Soviet Communist Party chief Leonid Brezhnev has written President Nixon praising the Vietnam peace agreement. UPI says Brezhnev says the agreement opens the door for possible strengthening of Soviet-American relations. He presumably refers to progress in strategic arms limitations, greater trade, and other joint projects. Secretary of State Rogers said all U.S. bombing in Laos will halt at midnight when a ceasefire goes into effect there. Rogers said that agreement should speed up a truce in Cambodia. The agreement with the communist Pathet Lao calls for a withdrawal of all foreign troops, a coalition government, early elections, and the release of all prisoners by both sides. More news in a moment.
You know where winter really hits hardest? Inside your house, where odors and germs that cause odors get locked in. Winter's the time for Lysol brand spray disinfectant. Eliminate cooking odors in the kitchen. Don't just cover up odors like perfumey sprays and evaporating sticks. Clean the air. Kill odor-causing germs on garbage cans. Winter hits hardest inside your house, where you lock in germs and odors. That's why winter's the time for Lysol spray disinfectant.
President Nixon met congressional leaders this morning to discuss the economic section of his State of the Union message. Mr. Nixon's speech today will be carried on many of these NBC stations immediately following the news. A Supreme Court decision apparently grants the states considerable leeway in meeting the one-man, one-vote requirement. In a case involving the Virginia House of Delegates, the court approved a deviation of more than 16%. The Food and Drug Administration will approve the use of the so-called morning-after contraceptive, diethyl cibestrol, as an emergency medical measure. The FDA said approval is based on a recommendation from an advisory panel. The Hour's lead story, at least two people are now injured and considerable damage reported in cities north of Los Angeles following an early morning earthquake today. Bill Lindsay, NBC News.
WAVE News.
Bob Kay reporting. A top figure in Jefferson County government recently involved in some controversy is leaving his public post. Details from WAVE's Dave Nackdemon.
James O'Keefe has quit his $16,000 a year job as administrator of the county's special police licensing program.
O'Keefe, whose resignation was accepted this morning by fiscal court, came under some fire recently when it was revealed he was operating a private detective agency on the side. County Judge Todd Hollenbach, who reportedly had asked for O'Keefe's resignation, says he thinks the decision was a proper one, that there was a question of conflict of interest involved. Hollenbach said the position will be filled, but that he hasn't decided on a successor. He said the job may be consolidated with another position already filled. O'Keefe originally was brought into county government by Hollenbach as his liaison with the county police department before Hollenbach was able to name his own chief. Dave Nachtheimen, Wave News.
The Kentucky Crime Commission is providing a grant that will enable police and sheriff's departments throughout Kentucky to conduct on-the-spot tests of drugs and narcotics. The present procedure is to send drugs to Frankfort for testing, which means delays since the lab there handles testing for the entire state. Narcotics identification kits will be placed in state police district offices and local law enforcement offices throughout the state. Governor Wendell Ford, Kentucky Superintendent of Public Instruction Dr. Lyman Ginger, and other leaders from the field of education met with Kentucky senators and representatives in Washington today. Wave's Dean Norland reports from the nation's capital.
The governor said the purpose of the meeting was to bring the federal lawmakers up to date on the impact of cutbacks in the president's budget in the area of education. To drive the point home, the congressmen and senators were provided with detailed information on how hard individual school districts would be hit. Standing outside the Capitol building, Dr. Ginger gave this summary of the impact statewide.
$5.5 million, roughly that, out of Title I alone, will affect 250,000 children, one way or the other, and of course, the principal effect will be to retard or to withdraw funds that will be supporting the children who need it the most. The second is the elimination of a program through Title II that provides almost $2 million worth of library books and science equipment. And that, of course, is going to be a serious loss. The loss of Title IV, which again is for libraries and for special equipment and for renovation and science equipment, this will be lost. And Title V is gone entirely. This is $500,000 for research, development, evaluation, and the like.
And State School Superintendent Ginger said those federal budget cuts in the field of education will total $12 million in Kentucky. Dean Norland, Wave News, Washington.
Coal from strip mines in Kentucky accounts for about 9% of the electric power produced in the nation. That's what a report from the Kentucky Coal Association says. It uses the figures from 1971, which are the latest available, to fix Kentucky's place in the use of coal power. And those figures show a record 66 million tons of coal coming from surface mines in Kentucky in 1971, with another 52 million tons coming from underground. A legal opinion from the state attorney general's office says home rule for counties doesn't apply to most state liquor laws. The opinion, which doesn't have the force of law, says counties using home rule authority can't restrict the sale of alcoholic beverages to county-owned packaged liquor stores. At Lexington, a complaint about the sample voter registration forms being passed out by the county clerk's office. Fayette County GOP chairman John Turvey says the samples violate nonpartisan policies because they have the word Democrat written in the space for party affiliation. The county clerk, Charles Bessler, says there's no wrong intention. He says the sample forms were prepared by the State Board of Elections. And in Indiana, apparently the worst of the flu is over. Last week, cases of influenza in the Hoosier State fell nearly two-thirds. Flu cases last week totaled 2,300. The week before, they had been up to 6,500. The total number of cases reported this year in Indiana is more than 24,500, compared to more than 35,000 in 1972. The New York stock market opened on the upside today, then turned mixed. Trading has been moderately active. At 11:30, the Dow Jones average of 30 industrials was down 3.83 at 979.76. The New York Exchange estimates the average share of common stock an hour ago was up a penny. The turnover the first hour, 4,180,000 shares. Here's the forecast from the Wave Weather Center. Windy, mostly cloudy and cold this afternoon and tonight with a chance of a few snowflakes.
Highs this afternoon in the upper 30s, low tonight near 23. Partly cloudy and cold tomorrow, high in the mid-30s. For Friday, partly cloudy and continued cold. It's cloudy right now, 39 degrees, 70% humidity, wind out of the northwest at 16 miles per hour, barometer steady at 30.18. Again, the temperature 39 degrees. That's the news. Bob Kay reporting.
And now the livestock market report, brought to you by the Bourbon Stockyards Marketing Service with Bob Kay.
1,200 cattle on the market today. Slaughter steers and heifers were strong. Cows 50 cents to a dollar higher. Bulls a dollar higher. Calves and dealers steady. Feeders steady to strong. Slaughter steers low choice, 43.50 to 44.80. Good, 39.10 to 40.30. Slaughter heifers prime, 44.30. Choice in the 750-pound class, 43.5. Good, 38.20 to 21.90. Slaughter cows, utility, 33 to 37.50. Cutters, 30 to 34.
Canners, 27 to 30.5. Slaughter bulls, utility over 1,000 pounds, 37.25 to 37.75. Commercial, 44.25. Slaughter calves and choice veelers. Veelers went for $65 to $70. Good, $55 to $65. High choice and prime calves, $69 to $71. Choice, $60 to $67. Feeder steers choice, 65 to 69. In the 350 to 400 pound class, 60 to 65. The 4 to 500 pound, 53 to 60. 5 to 600 pound, 50 to 54. 6 to 750 pound, 48 to 52. The 750 to 850 pound, 45 to 48. And the heavyweights went for 42, 40 to 45. Mixed good and choice, 55 to 59. Standard and good, including Holsteins, went for 48 to 52. Choice heifers sold for 50 to 56. Mixed good and choice, 45 to $50. 1,700 hogs on the market today. 700 feeder pigs, barrows and gilts were 50 cents higher. U.S. 1s and 2s went for $37.80 to $38. 1s to 3s, 37.25 to 37.75. 2s to 3s, 36.25 to 37.25. 3s to 4s, 35.50 to 36.25. Sows were 50 cents higher. U.S. 1s to 2s, 32.50 to 33.50. 1s to 3s, 31.50 to 32.50. And in the 450 to 650 class, 31.75 to 32.50. Boars over 300 pounds sold for 31.25 to 31.75. Only 25 sheep on the market. The market was untested.
Have you ever waited for hours on a cold, miserable day with a truckload of cattle? Did you have to wait for a certain day to bring your fat cattle to market? Well, you don't have to wait any longer. At Bourbon Stockyards, you can unload quickly at the new ramps, sell your cattle in the big new auction ring, collect your money, and be on your way home in a minimum of time. There are two auction rings at Bourbon Stockyards. Private treaty sales are conducted Monday through Thursday, and special feeder pig sales on Wednesday in the pig auction ring. Bourbon has constructed new livestock pens and developed many other ideas to help you sell your cattle faster and for a higher price. Wherever you live in Kentucky or southern Indiana, you're not very far away by the interstates from the Bourbon Stockyards. Bourbon has been doing business for 137 years, and they're still improving the yards every day. The Bourbon Stockyards is truly the old reliable stockyards with new progressive ideas.
Bob Kay will be back tomorrow at the same time following the local noontime news.
970 WABD.
I'm here for Pfizer, and I'd like to introduce you to Mecadox. Mecadox, the super starter. Mecadox, the totally new kind of starter additive that outperforms every other starter additive ever developed. Those are pretty strong claims, but they're true, and Mecadox can back them up. You see, Mecadox is a totally new type of additive developed by Pfizer Research. It's not a sulfa. It's not arsenical. It's not even an antibiotic. Mecadox is totally different chemically. When tested on pigs for growth and feed efficiency, Mecadox proved time and time again to be simply unbeatable. And Mecadox does something the rest haven't done. Mecadox stops what the others haven't stopped. Bloody scours. Yes, even Vibrio dysentery can't keep Mecadox pigs from gaining and getting to market with the healthiest growth ever. Mecadox, the super starter. It makes the rest obsolete. It's what you'd expect from Pfizer. More for growth and health.
And now, the potato anthem.
Idaho, great American potato, sing your praises throughout the land.
From the fertile soil of Idaho, rain and sun have made you grand.
Idaho, great American potato,
you are swell.
Oh, Idaho, greatest of all potatoes, you are truth, you are beauty.
Oh, yes, you're also baked French fried mashed with oceans of butter covered with sour cream, bacon bits, and chives. Oh, Idaho, you are swell.
Idaho, great American potato.
You are swell.
Idaho.
The great American potato.
The fresh crop is in from Idaho, and better than ever. You'll find Idaho brand potatoes featured this week at Kroger.
Weaves in tune with the dynamic city of the 70s. Louisville, you're standing tall, and waves here right beside you. A part of it all, 970 WABE.
You know, for a long time, exclusive gourmet shops have imported wonderful cookies from Scandinavia. Now, through Pogan's, has imported an entire Scandinavian bakery, so you don't have to go to an expensive gourmet shop. You can buy Pogan's real Scandinavian cookies at your favorite market right now. 16 deliciously different varieties, always freshly Scandinavian. Try some today. Pogan's are completely different from any other cookie you can buy. All of Pogan's varieties are based on carefully guarded old-world Scandinavian recipes. A full century of baking experience and expertise has gone into making Pogan's freshly Scandinavian cookies. Look for the bright colored wave design that identifies Pogan's Scandinavian bake shops in your market. Look for Pogan's Scandinavian Bake Shop at A&P in Gardner Lane Shopping Center. Pogan's, freshly Scandinavian.
Hear Wave News on the hour and half hour, and whenever important news happens.
A part of it all in Louisville. Wave Music is...
Jim Lucas.
Well, thank you and welcome back to Music on the JL Show. Why don't you tie some yellow ribbons around that old oak tree for us, huh? Tell us if you really want us around.
I'm coming home, I've done my time.